Hi everyone, it's Joe and this is Audio Mode 8. I nearly posted this to VITalk. For some reason it went back to posting on VITalk and not my account. Lucky I spotted that one, because I don't think I want my drivelings on the VITalk channel. So, been a quiet day today really. Jodie's gone off rowing now, Rob's dropped her off. She should get her Tynmouth Rowing Club t-shirt tonight, which would be nice. So if they go on past this starter course, they can actually row in teams and competitions and races and things, which hopefully she'll do that, because I think it's a nice thing to do, especially in the summer. What else? Gosh, notifications going off. So what else has been going on really? Not a lot. I'm doing an interview tonight for VITalk, but I don't want to go on too much about things that VITalk related. It's been a, like I say, pretty quiet day, just catching up with some emails and not much doing really, although I did decide I'm going to start doing some exercise, because I've given up alcohol for the month of June. Have I mentioned that before? Maybe I have. Well, I've done 7 days, well, nearly eight, and I just thought I needed a bit of a detox. Whether it's doing me any good, I have no idea, but I'm giving it a shot. So I thought, well, why not do some exercise as well? I've got a Pilates machine, but I don't tend to use it an awful lot because it takes some getting out, and it takes up quite a bit of space. So I've got out my little dumbbells, I've got some little weights, and it was quite funny because I put them down on the floor and Bruno was sniffing them. So I gently rolled one across the laminate floor we've got laminate floor in the hall and kitchen, and he went after it and picked it up, bless him. They're not huge weights by any stretch, they're only little girly weights, I think a couple of pounds or something, I don't know, can't remember. I think they're about 3.5 pounds or something, weights. And just little handheld dumbbells. And he was stood there proud as punch with this dumbbell in his mouth. So I said, oh, no, give that to me, mate. And then he was well after it. He really wanted them. So I've had to put them away. But it was quite cute. Of course, Bonnie couldn't do that because she's missing quite a lot of teeth. So that's nothing much else to tell, really, for day eight. Although I will, there's one. Well, I put this on Facebook a few days ago when it happened, which is quite funny, I suppose. We've been buying bags of ice rather than freezing our own in trays or anything, and just been getting a bag of ice from Morrison's or Aldi or wherever we are at the time. And it's usually in the top drawer. And I went to get a drink. Is it usually in the top drawer? Yeah, I think it is. So I went to get a drink of juice, and I got this pint pot. I went in the freezer drawer and I couldn't find a bag of ice. So I went in the second drawer and then the third, and there's this bag propped up. And I thought, that'd be it. Dug me hand in, didn't think about it. Grabbed a handful, chucked it in the glass, chucked some high juice in, filled it up with water. And I thought, blimey, the glass, because I always put the ice in first so that when the water runs over it, it's colder, rather than putting the ice in last. Just one of my little foibles. I suppose everyone's different. And I thought, blimey, this glass isn't very cold. And I kind of put me finger in the glass and I thought, oh my god, and I had just kind of done a grab and grabbed mixed veg, so there were florets of broccoli and sliced carrots floating around in my juice. So, well, me being me, I just thought, sod it. So I fished out what I thought, all of it, and then put some ice in, found the proper ice this time, and I drank my juice and I thought, it doesn't taste too bad actually. It was orange high juice, and when I got to the bottom I burst out laughing and I said, oh my god, I said, you won't believe any of what, and I fished out and showed him two slices of carrot and a broccoli floret. So anyway, I don't know whether these veggie cocktails are going to catch on at all. I wouldn't have thought so, and I don't know whether having the veg floating in my juice made it healthier while I drank it. I have no idea, but it was quite funny. And the day after, there were all the ice had gone sort of clumpy, not in separate chunks. So we were smashing it up and it all went like chips at the bottom of the bag. So I said to Rob, I said, oh, flipping heck, I said, there's only chips. And he went, oh, don't tell me. He said, you're putting frozen chips in your juice tonight, are you? So yeah, it was quite silly really. But yeah, the joys of being blind. But then I suppose if you just dig your hand in, it could happen to someone who can see. You know, if you don't look at what you're doing and you just chuck your hand in the bag, could easily happen to anybody. So yeah, but I wonder if these veggie cocktails, anyway, Anyone for a veggie cocktail? No, didn't think so. Okay, I'm going after that silliness. And I'll be back tomorrow for day 9. Speak to you all soon. Take care. Pause recording.